Welcome to the White Room Podcast. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are solely those of the hosts and the guests that are on the show. Please follow us on social media, give us some likes, and leave some comments so we know that you're out there. Thanks. Now to the show.
So yeah, what's going on, everybody? Keith wants to say something. This is episode 4.
Let's open it up about the playoffs.
Playoffs, baby. Football.
Football.
Wild card weekend. Yep.
So, what do you guys think about all the teams that are in it and the teams that are not going to be in it?
Oh, okay. Let's start it off with we hope. No, I'm not going to be hoping. Let's just say that the Bucks will beat the Cowboys.
San Fran hopefully beats Seahawks.
No, I think for real, I think San Francisco's just going to trample over the Seahawks, bro.
Giants beating the Vikings.
Yo, and that's funny how
the Eagles lose it.
Well, they're on a
bye week. And the thing that's going to kill them is a bye week.
Yeah, because they're going to rest. But
and then you got KC with Joe Burrow. Or the Buffalo Bills, Josh Allen.
That's going to be a great game, man, because Joe Burrow put himself out there, like saying, like.
And I'm a big fan of Josh Allen. I like Josh Allen as a quarterback. He's a running quarterback. He's a big guy.
I like Josh Allen. I like him too, man. I think
he can do anything in the world, but Buffalo Bills.
Right. Well, the Bills have always been a notorious team, you know, for winning. Excuse me while I'm eating. I'm, like, starving, but it is what it is.
The thing about the Bills is they went to Super Bowl playoffs 5 or 6 times in a row, 4 times in a row, and they lost.
Right.
So it's like, I'm not a gambling man, but if I'm going to put money on somebody, it's Casey against Cincinnati.
Yeah, Kansas City, bro. You know, yeah, Mahomes is a totally different beast, and that team is like, yo, that team is hungry, bro. You know, that's a tough team.
And the only thing that sucks about them is who do they throw to? Kelsey.
But at the same time, he's a quarterback that if he don't have a play, he's going to run that shit. You know, so.
But if you stop him, he can't run.
Or if you sack him a couple times, you really get him disorientated.
It's just like Aaron Rodgers. And Tom Brady.
Aaron Rodgers really causing some trouble for his team. You know? Said something about he's staying with the Packers or some shit like that.
I don't blame him. He's a great quarterback.
Yeah, he's a good quarterback, man. The team, you know, but these quarterbacks like Aaron Rodgers and, you know, Brady and shit like that, you know, they're like pristine quarterbacks, you know, like, you know, don't hit them, don't do this, don't do that, and they complain all the fucking time.
Tom Brady has a lot of rules. That you can't hit him, but if you hit him the right way, take him over his game.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be an interesting weekend. I can't wait. It starts tomorrow.
Yep.
That'd be your team.
4:30, baby.
Your team out there.
4:30.
That's going to be good. But, listen, as much as you know, I'm a Giants fan and shit like that, I got to say, you know, for this year, I'm actually saying that I think it's San Francisco's going to go all the way. And listen, it'd be nice for you know, our division to win because, you know, the NFC East has been such a shit division. But I mean, your team is stacked. You're beyond stacked. I mean,
10 weeks in a row we won.
Yeah, that's incredible. Incredible. Incredible.
With a third-string quarterback, we won 5 or 6.
The guy's got a good team, man. Wow. I mean, you guys had a good team last year, too, man. Garoppolo went real good. Yeah?
Yeah, but we got a third-string quarterback in there, and he's still winning games.
Right. Well, that's because you got such a good stacked team around him, you know?
It's Aaron crazy. Banks is back. Trent Williams is playing good. We got all our starters back.
I can't believe that they actually put the Giants ahead of the Vikings this week. I mean, it's like a couple of the scoring things that they put up was 30 over 28. I was like, what? I was like, wow, okay. You know, for a team that they said that, you know, didn't belong anywhere, even close to it, our new coaching staff is fucking unbelievable. You know? Not only that, Danny Dimes is pretty good. But, you got Saquon. You got all, you know, Slayton. You got all those guys. But, you know, I was discussing on one of the forums. I was talking to one of the, you know, group of people, whatever. And they were talking about what should they do for Danny. Like, you know, stupid people are like, oh, they're going to get rid of him and he's going to get signed by another team. No shit. He's not a bad quarterback. He's young, you know, so.
He's not going nowhere.
Right. So then one guy wrote in there and goes, well, give him $20 million a year for the next 4 years. And, you know, with an option for the fifth or whatever it was. And a couple of people are like, bro, do you believe that's way too much money? But like, no, it's not. Not for a football quarterback. You know, NFL quarterback, I'm sorry. You look at Prescott. What does Prescott got? He's like $130 million for 4 fucking years. And the dude sucks. And listen, all you Dallas fans, you know it. You know it. You just don't want to say it. Like, you know that if you had a better quarterback in there, you guys would be set, man. This guy throws interceptions. 5
games and threw 15 interceptions after that.
Bro, that last game, he was 30% in completions. That was like the fucking worst ever, bro. Bro, when he played Washington, which was funny because, you know, we were just both saying it. Like, what kind of team was playing? Did Washington swap their whole team and just get new people? Because that was like a totally different Washington squad. You know what I mean?
Come on, bro. He threw a pick six. Like,
what was that? 2 minutes into the into the game.
And Washington beats them 26-6.
Yeah. You know, they couldn't even make any kind of offense.
They couldn't even do anything after that.
It looked like
guys that are in playoffs. Come on, man!
It looked like Washington really did their like they really studied like the plays, like they knew what was going on, like they knew what was gonna, you know, because there was a lot of times when the snaps and the throws and people were just waiting, they were waiting to pick them off with a snap. So they really did their homework against that team. But you know, we'll see what goes on this weekend. This is like a really good weekend for football, you know. The wild card is really good games. So, you know, we'll see what happens. And, you know, go Giants.
Go Niners.
You know the Niners are going to get there.
The problem is if you beat Vikings and we beat the Seahawks, you got to meet us in the playoffs.
Oh, dude, we're not going to. Dude, the Giants, listen, man, if they even beat the Vikings, that's as far as we're going to go. Do you know what I'm saying? Come on.
Don't have to say that.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, we just picked up that.
Anything can happen in football.
Yeah, we just picked up the wide receiver from Dallas. I'm pretty sure they're going to probably put him to play. If not, I mean, you know, you're making all these big decisions at the end of the season because you're trying to beef up the team. You know what I mean? So they had him in the practice squad, so I don't know. I didn't check to see if the starting players. I didn't check to see if he was actually on the roster to play. But
all I know is we got star players coming back. We got 4 running backs coming in. We got Christian McCaffrey should be a Pro Bowler, but they don't vote him in. Brock Purdy should be a Pro Bowler. They didn't vote him in.
Bro, your San Francisco team is so fucking stacked, bro. It's crazy. But, I mean, hey, it is what it is, man. Best team wins, right?
Yep. You know? And tomorrow's supposed to be raining. We don't really play that good in rain. Mm-hmm. But then, Geno Smith don't really play good at all in the rain.
Well, look at it this way, though, too. I mean, you got the other team's head coach, like, sitting there saying, oh, man, we got to play the Niners, yo.
Bubblegum chewing Pete Carroll?
Yeah, you know, it's like, oh, we got to play the Niners. It's like, yeah, dude, what? More than likely, you're not passing through this week. You know what I'm saying? That's just crazy shit, bro.
But like I said, anything can happen.
No, that's true. It's true.
Anything can happen.
Hey, we got to give a big shout out, you know? You know who we got to give a shout out to, right?
Oh.
Chris?
Oh, yeah. Chris Boyle for not showing up.
Hey! Yo, Chris, come on, dude. Yo, I'm going to put a help wanted signed up here somewhere, dude. I'm like, yo, we know. We called you and we're like, yo, Chris, what's up? You coming over? Yeah, I'm home. We thought you were at work. You're like, yo, just come for the podcast for at least an hour, dude. Ah, you're lucky I don't have the faces up no more on the podcast. Because I put yours right in the corner, in the little tiny corner.
Yeah, really small.
Yeah, bro.
Really small.
Yo, we started with four, we're down to two, and this is the same thing that happened with the three drunk idiots, bro. We were down to two again. Me and Keith sitting here drinking, talking on a microphone, bro. It's okay, dude. You got a pass. Okay, no problem. You're a Dallas fan. You're a Dallas fan, yeah. Whatever. Stay at home. Play with your toes.
Just think. All they did was talk shit last weekend in Atlantic City. Oh, we're going to beat Washington. We're going to do this. We're going to do that.
What happened? Washington destroyed you.
But they said the 49ers are going to lose.
Right.
What happened? We put 30-something points up?
Yep.
And they put 13?
Well, I definitely said the Giants were going to lose, and guess what? We did lose. Hey! But come on. I mean, yo, the Eagles, and, you know, and here's the best part about it. Like, all right, you know, I'm not making excuses up. We didn't have any of our starters playing, all right? And we came close.
We only lost by six points.
Here's the thing, and here's the other talk on the other side. Like, they were like, oh, the Eagles weren't really playing hard. When it came, when they were, like, really.
They played their starters.
That's the only problem, and that's why I keep saying it. It's like, you know what? At the end of the day, you guys had your starters in. Like, we didn't have our starters in. But, you know, listen, I'm true blue, but, you know what I'm saying? I'm just being optimistic, and I'm very glad and happy that we actually made it this far. I mean, this is a great season for us, you know, for all Giants fans, for New York fans. Even though we're not in New York, we're actually in New Jersey. But, you know, it's still a point, though, you know? So how's everybody been, man? As you know, I already dropped another podcast this week, episode 3, just to catch up because we weren't able to, sorry about the snort, but diving into a box of nachos and cheese with some chicken bits. Yo, this is lovely. Haven't eaten all day, real hungry. But what was I saying? Oh, yeah, so I did the episode 3. You know, just talking about some things that were going on and stuff that, you know, I didn't want to really bring to the podcast. I thought we would all be together tonight anyway, but it's cool. It's just me and Keith. It is as usual. I got to find a way to get like a porta potty closer to the, podcast room so that it, you know, it's easier for us to do stuff. I'll have to get maybe portables or something like you using a truck or something. You get pissed down your leg. But, like I was saying,
I'm back.
He's back. But like I said, yeah, I did the podcast three. I'm going to try to do a lot more of those podcast solos. You know, since we are paying monthly for the service from Podbean, I have no complaints. I mean, I don't mind using the Anchor, you know, Anchor FM because it's free.
I'll come over here every night and do the podcast. I don't care.
Yeah, no. I mean, I'm good with the podcast once a week. I mean, because during the week, it's very hard. Like, you know, if I get an hour and I'm not doing nothing, the only reason why I really did it was because we didn't do the podcast on Atlantic City weekend, you know?
Thanks to who?
Thanks to Chris. Chris, you know, we had it all set up and ready and stuff like that.
He was asleep tonight.
Yep, he was sleeping. You know, they had a rough night. We all had rough nights, this and that, in Atlantic City, you know, because of cheerleading and stuff. But, you know, somebody didn't have to sleep from 1 to 5 in the afternoon. But that wasn't us. We were out enjoying ourselves, you know, enjoying the couple days that we were away. All right, enough bashing Chris and stuff like that.
No, it's not.
I'm so sorry. Hope you listen to this podcast. You know, because the funny thing is, like you said, I don't really listen to the podcast. Okay. All right. I know you're here and you do the podcast, but it's also nice to hear your voice play back on the podcast. You know, even if it's 5 minutes, bro, it doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? But, all right.
Come on, Cowboy fan.
Yeah. So, we could talk about some other things that are going on this week. I mean, sports is definitely going to be a huge thing, but we can move on. Let's talk about Atlantic City since Chris ain't here. Fuck it. Right? I mean, we had a good time in Atlantic City, you know, lost some money like always. No real winners when you go to Atlantic City on a weekend. But we had a great time. Let's talk about it. I know you weren't there, Keith. I know you weren't there. But we finally, I'm a big Gordon Ramsay fan. I love Gordon Ramsay. So does the house, like my kids and wife and everybody. We watch all the Gordon Ramsay shows. So
you watch the show where he goes overseas, though?
I watch every one of them. That's the one in the Britain one when he goes to all
that's the best one.
Yeah, that's the best one. He goes to, like, all the restaurants, yeah. The little local restaurants.
Not even restaurants. He goes just, like, he does, like...
Like, bars, stuff. Too. He does the bars.
No, he does the overseas ones. He does, like, the type of food they eat.
Yeah, like, the...
Oh, that's so great.
Indiana and all that, Indian food and all that. Yeah. But then there's also Gordon Behind Bars. That's where he makes food and stuff. For if you hear like a buzzing sound, that's the computer fan. My daughter decided to drop the computer when we were getting out of the car. And I guess I hit the back of the computer and now the fan's going crazy. But, okay, long story short, falling off the track here. I was like, you know, we're going to Atlantic City. I said, listen, I know it's going to be expensive, but we have to book the Gordon Ramsay Pub and Grill because it's in Caesars and it was close to us in the first place. So, little did we know when we got there that there was actually a Hell's Kitchen that was actually built in Caesars too, but on the opposite side of the place of where we were at. And all the food that is on the show, that they show in the show, like the risottos and all that stuff, is actually the Hell's Kitchen. But they have a small menu at the Pub and Grill for some of the stuff, like the meats that they have from the Hell's Kitchen. You know, plus the other stuff. You have your hamburgers, you have fish, you have tons of stuff. But let me tell you something, long story short, the food was great. Expensive? It wasn't that bad. I mean, normal food. I mean, you're not going there for big portions. Like, you're not going to Houlihan's or something like that where you're going to get a sloppy plate. Like, even the way they put the potatoes on the plate is beautiful. You don't want to eat it, you know? But we had good food there, great time, of course, liquor, whatever else. But one thing else I have to say is we got a beef Wellington. Let me tell you something. I always, every TV show, he talks about, you know, they have the Wellington and risottos and stuff because Wellington's so hard to make and everything else like that. So there was like 14 of us, and nobody wanted to buy like four or five Wellingtons. They were like $75, a plate. So we got one Wellington because the kids didn't want the food. We got one Wellington and we cut it and, you know, sliced it up. And the Wellington's small, real small, but whatever. We cut it up and we all had a slice of the Wellington. Yo, like butter. When I'm telling you it's like butter, it was like butter. It was so good. It was really good food. But if you're ever in Caesars or anywhere, if you're close to a Ramsay place, you're definitely going to get some good food. There was definitely, I asked for medium, raw, a medium rare. You know what I'm saying? Came same thing. Bro, it's good. And real quick one. The season now of Hell's Kitchen, if you're watching it, the winner of that event is actually going to be the head chef of the Hell's Kitchen in Atlantic City. Oh, nice. Yeah, so that's pretty cool. So we're watching it now. Like, we're like, oh, shit, who's going to win? You know, they already know who won, but they can't. Oh, I just spit chicken at the microphone. They can't have the guy or girl, whoever it is that wins, be there already. So they're just like, you know, right now it's just like a regular restaurant in the kitchen is wide open, so you can actually see like when the cooks are cooking and all that stuff, just like a Hell's Kitchen. You know, it was pretty cool. I wish I knew that before we got there, because I would have just been like, yo, let's just get reservations for Hell's Kitchen, you know, instead of going to the Pub and Grill. But the Pub and Grill was really nice. It was really good experience. Definitely worth the money. I'm really happy about going there. That was like one off my bucket list. Whee! But, it was nice. It was a good experience. And, you know, we stayed at the Tropicana. Wet Willies.
Represent them tonight.
Yo, stupid me. Bro, so I know you were sucking them down, but when we came back from, I don't know what time it was, like 10 o'clock or 9:30 or something like that, and we were going back up to the hotel room, I was like, yo, everyone's like, let's go to Wet Willies. I was like, yeah, let's do that. So I'm sitting there, I'm like looking through the menu, because if you don't know what the Wet Willies bar is, it's basically, it's like candy drinks. Like, it's like, how would you say it? Like
frozen drinks.
All right, frozen drinks. Yeah, but they had like I got the chocolate thunder or some shit like that. And I mean, it was like chocolate milk. Yeah, and yo, dumb fucking me. I was like, you know what, I'm gonna get that drink, let me go upstairs and drink it. It was packed with alcohol. Like, you could taste the alcohol. But I was drinking it and I was thinking, I was like, wait a minute, this shit is sweet, yo. I just drank a whole like 16-ounce thing of this, and everybody's trying to like go, like everybody's starting to roll down, like late, like to start rolling down, like to go into the beds and shit. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, yo, I just drank this shit. I was like, and I was tired before, but now I'm wide awake. I was like, and then you know how it is, like when you've been drinking all night and then you're sitting there and you're like, yo, what's going on? Oh, what? That was horrible. Yo, I was up until like 3 o'clock in the morning, man. I couldn't go to sleep. And then in that place, bro, it was like fucking maniacs. Yo, the walls were probably paper thin, bro, because, yo, like you heard it too that night. That one, they sounded like they were beating each other up in the hallway. They were screaming, cursing. It was like 1:30 in the morning. Everybody heard that shit. God damn it.
You gotta try Wet Willie's Tropicana. Best drinks in the world.
Oh, they were so good. Reasonable price, too. No joke.
The most expensive one was like, what, $22?
Yeah, but that was the big one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, those are the kind of drinks that you drink before 6 o'clock. You know, it's fully packed with sugar. So it's like drinking like a sweet tropical drink. Plus with a ton of like liquor in it. But, you know.
Well, my dumb ass got the extra rum in my first drink, which cost me $18, but it was extra rum. I was like, oh, extra rum, that's perfectly fine. Couldn't you drink it?
Gotta drop the Jack Sparrow. Where did all the rum go?
Couldn't you drink it?
I love those hotels and stuff and those casinos and shit. I really do. I like, you know. It's nice the way that it is now, but think about what it was like how many years ago when like they actually started the casinos and stuff down there. It must have been like Wild Wild West, bro. Really should have.
Well, they said Tropicana was like the one of the worst hotels to stay in.
Right. They got, Tropicana has like four towers, you know?
Well, you had the Havana, you had the North Tower, mm-hmm. South Tower, and then you had...
Or was it three towers?
It was four.
It's four towers, right?
Yeah, it's four towers, but the other one is not worked up yet.
It's beautiful. Like, when you look out from your hotel room, we were up on what? 62nd floor? You were on what, 56?
I was on 56,
yeah. When you look out the hotel room, you, like, look at all of Atlantic City, you're like, wow, look at this beautiful shithole. I mean, no offense to anybody that lives in Atlantic City, but, you know, it's not the friendliest town to be walking in at nighttime, but
it was fun.
Oh, it's fun. Well, we had a great time, man. Atlantic City, great time. Thank you. Every time we go to Atlantic City, it's always a good time. So, you know, you stay around the casinos, go on the boardwalk, you know, do things. And, of course, it was a cheerleading weekend. So, got to give a shout-out to our cheerleading teams. You know, Cheer Force Athletics won. All the teams won. They got multiple awards for Florida, multiple awards for U.S. Finals. They got best team award, best visual award, or best, I don't know.
Yeah, it was so many.
Yeah, it was so many banners coming home with so many banners and book bags and stuff they won. I mean, it's good, you know. You go down there. The chaos was, what was it? It was Friday, right? Chaos was Friday. Well, no, Saturday, right?
Saturday
morning, yeah. The chaos is Saturday all the way till like 12 o'clock in the afternoon when we finally get out of there. And, you know, I used to do it for like 13 years. We used to go to all the events when, you know, I was able to, you know, with my other job. But, you know, even now with this job, you know, I could go to some of them. But I can't, you know, they're going back and forth to like Florida twice. I can't do that. Can't get off of work. Now my kids work, so they can't get off work, excuse me. You know, it's hard. I actually loved it. You know, especially when the kids were younger, at least I was there for them. You know, I'm still there, but not all there. I'm actually not there all up there anyway, but, it is what it is. Well, but
I know we're doing Ocean City, Maryland.
Yeah, Maryland.
I don't know if I'm doing that.
I can't do it because Brooke can't get off and catch me. I don't want to go. I'm
definitely doing Washington, Virginia Beach.
Oh, Virginia Beach, yeah. It sucks. I have to pull back on a lot of this shit this year because of, you know, the kids working. And, you know, bad enough that, you know, we go away. My middle daughter is working. And so we leave Friday night. We come back Sunday afternoon, like 12 o'clock, right? So she's acting like it's a long time that we're away. We left at, like, late Friday afternoon. And I was like, you know, she's got money. So I was like, I'm going to leave you $200. If you need anything, use the money. I'm also leaving you our credit card, just in case something happens, for that one day of Saturday that you need the money. Come home. $200 is gone. $250 added to the credit card. I'm like, I was gone for one day, bro. Really? And that's another reason why, too, I'm going to try not to go away. Because unless she can come. Unless she has off from work, then she can come, too. But iced tea break. Can't afford that money, you know, for her to go away and do stuff. And spend on whatever she spent it on. And then on Sunday, we finally get in. We finally sitting down. And we're like, you know what? I'll go like to C-Town and go pick up some cold cuts, you know, so we can eat dinner. Get a phone call at 2 o'clock. She's at work. What are we eating tonight? I'm hungry. What? I'm like, yo, we just got home. Oh, my God. No, what are you going to do, right? Kids are kids. It is what it is. You pay until you die anyway, so. So what else is up, Keith? What's going on, man? It's been a busy week. Work?
Good.
Yeah, work is sorry for me, too.
Good.
Yeah. My grandson's coming this coming. Well, my granddaughter actually has a birthday tomorrow that we're going to. And shout out to Abby Gabba. And
Abby.
And then this week, my grandson's coming from Arizona. He's coming Tuesday night, late Tuesday night. So it's going to be
my boy comes.
Yes, sir, Aiden. So he's coming Tuesday night. Can't wait for that. I actually have off this week, Monday, Wednesday, and Monday for holiday, Wednesday. Took off Wednesday because he's coming in late Tuesday night. And
imagine having off fucking so many Mondays.
Oh, it would be nice. It would be nice. But
I know I had like the last 6 Mondays off. It's like, this is awesome.
I think we had three, and then we had a break last week because I had to work Monday this week. And now this week we have Monday off again. Well, so
this week I had a lot of hours. So
yeah, I mean, you got to put it in when you put it in, you know.
But Tuesday night, I think I'm going to work the ship.
Right.
So I can make another at least 70.
Right. That's good. I make that loot, bro. You know, we spent a lot of money this weekend. I told Dina, too, same thing. I was like, we got to recoup. Because I don't know if anybody saw, but you posted it before. About that new indoor go-kart racetrack.
Oh, yeah.
And all the go-karts are electric.
Medicine?
Oh, that's just definitely fat as hell, bro. Yo, if anybody, yo, you should look that up. It's in Edison, New Jersey. And it's an arcade. Plus, they got bumper cars. They got something else. They got a full arcade.
Full arcade. They have a restaurant.
That's why I forgot. Restaurant.
They have full bumper cars, restaurant, go-karts, restaurant. Oh, an old Jersey beers.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I can't wait for that. But like I said, when you posted, I said, shh, don't be telling people we're low on funds right now. You know, that's probably going to cost a lot of money, that place, bro. Because that place over here in RPMs is...
And what? They have axe throwing.
They're what?
Axe throwing.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, they got 10 lanes of axe throwing or some shit, they said. That axe throwing shit is fun as hell, bro. So, we'll be doing it sometime soon. Anybody want to link up or do anything? You know, because we're going to hang that Help Wanted sign soon for their companion over here. But like I said, yeah, I mean that's definitely looking cool. I mean, I love the go karts, man. Especially to have them electric.
Bumper cars,
yeah. Those bumper cars look pretty cool too.
Right, they spin around.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. The kids have a really good fucking time. Not only that, we'll have a good time there too. But I don't know. We'll see what happens with that. But yeah, work was good this week. Everything was fine.
It's like the biggest place to go to get off track.
Yeah. Well. We're saying it's definitely one of the biggest, yeah. And shit like that.
It's not like the place in Jersey where you can go around a couple laps and bang into each other. No, it's...
The RPM place really pissed me off because they're like... They don't let you do shit in that place. I mean, it's nice. I mean, we went there. It was nice. You know, the kids rode and shit and had fun. But, I mean, they were like... You know those cars were on governors. know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's gas. Those are gas go-karts. But they were like, yo, they couldn't. They were jumping in the middle of the track all the time, telling the kids not to do this, not to do that. And I'm like, yo, let them just come on, bro. We're paying for this shit. Let them go around the goddamn track. They're not going anywhere crazy, you know. But I mean, not knocking them. The kids had a good time.
This is two floors of just straight up
go-karts. Yeah, you saw those. It's like a city of track, bro. And I think they said it takes 7 minutes to get around the whole track. That's a long time on a go-kart driving around in circles, like going in and out all over just to get around the track. 7 minutes. Fuck! That's a long time. But that's cool. Yeah, we're definitely going to be looking into that, bro. Like I said, yeah, Aiden's coming. He's coming Tuesday night. I'm taking off Wednesday because I'm definitely not sleeping because that boy is not going to sleep Tuesday night. He's going to give us a rough time because they're just getting off the airplane. And if people don't know, Aiden is autistic, and he's, you know, he's fine and stuff, but it's just, you know, some things, you know, it's very hard to communicate because he has a communication problem, you know. I forgot what they call it, autistic communicate. I don't know what it was.
My little dude right there.
Yeah, but he's good, man. He can run, he can climb, he can jump. He's good on all kinds of things. He's good. So we're taking him because it's his birthday this weekend. So we're taking him Saturday night. That's why I took off Sunday, because then Sunday it'll be his last day with us. So, because then he's leaving, I think it's early, it's either late Sunday night or early Monday morning. I forgot what day it was, because Dave had to be home by Tuesday. So, yeah, we're going to Sky Zone. I think it's Sky Zone. I forgot.
It's the bounce house.
Yeah, the bounce place, whatever. But they're going to do the bouncing. They have the trampoline park in there. He's gonna have fun. We took him there a long time ago when he was younger, when he lived here with us in Jersey. Until his dad bought the house in Arizona. But they have trampoline parks out there in Arizona too that he loves to go to and stuff. So he's definitely going to love this. And we invited a lot of people. We're actually going to the Sky Zone or whatever it was called by his parents.
I might get up there and do some elbow drops on
Aiden. I'll tell you what, bro. You would have to, like, I would love to do some of that stuff, but, yo, I got bad knees as is, and I don't want my knees pushed up into my rib cage. Like,
you know, pick him up and throw him in a basketball.
Yeah, he's going to love it. He's going to have a good time, man, and, you know, it's going to be for his birthday, so, you know, we got two birthdays this week. You got Abby's tomorrow, and Aiden's on Saturday.
Four. Abby's, Aiden's, Cashmere's, and Danny's.
Oh, right, the 28th, though. Yeah, Cashmere is the 28th. That's the bar.
The 20th.
Right, all right, that's next week.
And he's...
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right, you're right. Sorry, I'm looking at the thing, I'm like, I just looked at that, I was like, oh, wait a minute, it says it's 13th. I was like, bro, it's okay, dude, I don't follow the days, man. Also, like, today, you know, I did say on the podcast on the 3rd, I mean, episode 3 about the making the white boy stuff again, and I'm doing pretty well so far. I mean, it's been busy, and I've been calling some people, getting some connections, and I made some business cards today, made some designs for new t-shirts, just ordered a whole bunch of shirts that I'll be giving away free.
Freebies.
And they're only size medium, large, and extra large, so unfortunately, you know, for everybody else, we have really big, big, like, family groups that we, you know, are around all the time. So, those shirts are already gone. Sorry. But, yeah, you know, that's the whole deal. Like, you know, it's going to be pretty cool. And, I hope this, you know, works. You know, I'm not going to say I hope. It worked last time, so I'm fine. You know what I mean? But, going forward this week, like, I don't know. What else you got? What else you want to talk about? You want to talk about Biden's fucking, want to go into the politics thing a little bit?
Yeah, we can do that.
About, you know, the touche bullshit. Like, you know, what's good for one isn't good for the other. I don't care, like, you know, I don't care what anybody says, like, with the shit of, Trump hid them from them. Like, he wasn't going to release them. Trump is an asshole. Of course he's not going to release them. He's going to be an asshole. You know that shit. But now that Biden has gotten hit for
billions and billions of dollars.
Yeah, not like selling stuff and then secrets and shit. Like he's got. Oh, he. I mean, everybody's seen the broadcast when he was talking, saying, "Oh yeah, they found a box of classified information right next to my Corvette."
He sold China $50 million specified ads.
Yeah, it's funny now that
Ukraine. Never mind Ukraine.
Right.
That's not even a topic right now. It's China, Russia, then Ukraine.
Right. And here we are today still talking about Russia. Like, yo, you lost. You didn't win Ukraine. You lost. You know? And now that Ukraine is, like, basically a NATO area, you know what I mean? So now it's going to be even harder for you. So what are you going to do? Are you going to be the big dick and drop a nuke or do something stupid? You know? Or are you just going to walk away? You know what I mean? I don't know how you say face right now on that, but it's been going on for too long. This shit needs to stop. You know, not only that, you know, Ukraine is becoming a big fucking money laundering scheme for everybody, you know?
I'm trying to tell you guys all the time. Ukraine is a corrupt country.
Yeah.
And they're living off America.
Look at all the money that's not accounted for. It's like,
yeah, no, Russia this, Russia that. No, Russia's trying to fight for them. Russia's trying to fight back, saying it's not, like, Russia's trying to take over.
Yeah.
Why is Russia trying to take over? Because Ukraine is a fucking corrupt country.
I mean, it's sad that, like, a lot of these countries look at it as the most corrupt country, which is probably true. But, you know, and how our ideals and stuff like that, and, you know, they talk about our, you know, it's not really about gay people, but, you know, everything else that goes on, like, I also touch base on, you know, boys, girls, adults dressing as cats and dogs, you know, identifying as flurries or furries or something like that. I mean, we're like a laughing stock, you know. They probably do it everywhere, but...
No, they don't.
No, I mean, I see, like, countries like Russia and stuff being so tight and so strict with their shit, like, you know. And, like, with China, too. Strict with the internet and strict with what comes in and what comes out, you know what I mean? Because we've had plenty of foreign exchange students, and we've spoken to, I'm not saying here, I'm saying, but we've spoken to one because we know somebody who used to run a foreign exchange thing, and a lot of these Chinese kids were saying that they can't use the internet like, you know, we use the internet. They don't have access to it like that, and you know, they have to get, like, they have to buy personal VPNs and stuff like that so that they can access the internet. Like, because we were reaching out to a couple of them that we knew, and we were trying to hit them off of Facebook, and they wouldn't answer us for, like, a month. And they would answer us, and they'd be like, oh, you know, we couldn't get access, or we couldn't do this and this. Well, my Uncle Billy's out there, you know. He's in Philippines, is a lot different. But, you know, he says that actually is what happens, you know. But, you know, it is what it is. But, yo, these nachos are banging, bro. I haven't eaten all day. I got, like, such a fucking headache, bro. I start doing this shit around here. I start forgetting time. I almost forgot to pick my son up today. Thank you for picking him up. You know?
I actually did forget to pick your son up today.
Oh, that's cool. Thank you. Calls me up, like, 15 minutes before I pick him up. He's like, yo, you come down here and pick him up? I was like, yeah, why you do that? Why are you down here so early for, bro? He's like, it's a half day today, bro. He's like, no! He's like, I'm working downstairs. Luckily, you picked him up for me, but... I totally forgot. He didn't say nothing to me this morning about a half day, so I remember shit. You know, God forbid, man. I don't know.
We're talking about it all week. They're like, oh, I can't wait to half a day Friday.
Bro.
Half a day Friday. I was like, why do you have a half a day Friday?
Right.
They're like, I don't know.
Some kind of teaches me because Dina couldn't get out until 3 o'clock from work.
They're like, I can't wait. I'm like, okay.
You passing gas again, bro?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say, these nachos ain't smelling good. They got jalapenos in here, bro, and they're being defeated by some kind of creeping smell coming from the fucking right.
The left screw.
What?
The left screw.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Well, whatever. But what else happened this week that we could talk about?
Biden.
Right, we went back to we fucking fell off that. Yeah, I mean, so, you know, the shit with Trump and the shit with Biden. So what's the difference of him having the secret documents? I just, like, you know.
I tell you the difference. They didn't
want Trump in. Yeah, they don't want Trump in. Right. So they gave Trump such a hard time, and now Biden has a thing. They're not going to give Biden a hard time. And what they said was, well, Biden knows that he did wrong. He just handed everything in. Yeah, okay, well. Like I said, Trump's an asshole. He's not just going to go and let you just walk all over him, you know? So he's going to give you a hard time, you know? I mean, it doesn't make it right. It doesn't make it right. But, I mean, it's just, it's funny how all these presidents and shit, and he got all those classified documents. That means he's been holding it longer than Trump has, because he's been holding it since he's been vice president with Obama.
Yep.
So, you know, we could go back how much time and be like, yo, you've been collecting how... If you have this much sitting next to your Corvette, where's the other shit? You must have plenty of other shit that you took home or that you know and this and that. What's the idea of taking, like, classified shit from, like, from... I don't get it. From... Why would you even do that? Like, if you're reading it, then you're reading it. You know what I'm saying? You already know what it is. Why would you take it home? So that you could show other people? I mean, worse than really take a picture of your phone. You know?
No, they really need to fucking get rid of him. And listen, the best thing that happened was the House Speaker became a Republican.
Right.
Because now Nancy Pelosi is gone.
Right.
Fucking 35 years in the fucking place.
And she's still a cop politician, too. She didn't...
No, she's not.
No? She'll be like one of those,
No, she's done.
Yeah?
She's done. Whatever she wants to do, they have nothing to listen to her about.
Yeah, she's been up there for a while. I'm fucking dipping in here.
But then you have, like you said, Biden still has... thinks
he
controls the world.
Yes.
No, you don't.
The problem with Biden and everything else is his handlers. You know, he must have some really, really good handlers, because...
No, he blamed all of his lawyers. I didn't know nothing about it.
Oh, wow, really?
The fuck out of here. Are you kidding me?
I didn't even really get him too deep into that.
And then you have the fucking idiot, Camel Toe Harrison.
Nah!
Oh, I don't know nothing about it. Look at me, I'm a camel toe. The hell out of here.
Yeah. She's like, really.
She's a fucking moron.
Yeah.
People that have voted for her, you know what? I hope you get a fucking good laugh at her, because she's a friggin' idiot.
You know, I try to stay away. And I try to, like, year in my way. Like, I used to just every morning, like, read, you know, the politic news, not Facebook and social media shit, because it's so biased and so left to the side, the right side, left side, you know, and you can't really get the right news out of anything. Like, if you go on Truth Social, what are you going to get? Donald Trump stuff. Right wing. You know, you go on to Twitter, even though Musk is there, it's more leaning to the left. It's more of a left, radical left, too, on a lot of that. So, you know, it's hard to actually get good understanding of politics, like events that are happening and stuff like that. Like, I go on MSN News or something. I used to read the news all the time, jot down stuff that we could talk about on the podcast. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's like none of that shit changes, and it doesn't, I mean, it affects us and affects, you know, the nation. Like, we were just talking to me and my wife, and it was funny. We used to go out and get a food order for the house, and it was about $450, like, every time we went out and got a food order, right? And that would be going to different places, not just one store. Like, going to one store to get certain items, then going to another store to get another certain items. And we always end up, like, getting cold cuts from, like, a small deli, C-Town and stuff, because the cold cuts are so banging there. So, we would do it, like, you know, do a shopping day, a couple hours, you know, probably on a Saturday, 8 to 12, whatever, do shopping. Well, no, now that she's in the thing. A Sunday, we'll say, all right, any day. So we'd go out and spend like $450, you know. Now she told me, she was like, yeah, she's, well, at $450 for that same amount of food that we normally buy is about $580. I was like, you know, that's the problem with what's going on here? You know, I complained that one day that I, when we went into C-Town, C-Town used to sell the head of lettuce, just iceberg. You know, iceberg is shit lettuce, you know, but the kids like it. They don't want to put romaine lettuce on BLTs and shit. So I have to buy iceberg, right? So I went in the store. I was doing a food order myself, like a quick one to get in, get out, to get some cold cuts. And the day I did go, the iceberg lettuce was $6.99. And I was just about to pick it up, and I looked down and looked at it maybe three or four times afterwards just to be sure that that's what it said. And I was like, yo, $6.99 for a head of fucking lettuce, and it's not even full? I was like, I forget. I'm not even doing it. My son has romaine lettuce at home for his iguanas and stuff. I was like, yo, you're going to be putting that romaine lettuce and sharing it with your iguana. I was like, because I ain't paying no $6.99 for a head of lettuce, bro. And then, you know, the other day she called me, and she was out in a supermarket. And she was like, what do you want, you know, what do you got for the breakfast for tomorrow? Because I was off, and I was like, I don't know, I'll make some pancakes and eggs. I said, we don't have any eggs because I made egg salad. I said, so go pick me up some eggs. So then she turned around, she was like, well, eggs are $8.99. And I was like, what? A carton of fucking eggs now? I was like, yo, this shit is getting unreal with what goes on now. And I was like, no, you know what, just leave the eggs right there. I said, we'll go to another market and we'll get the eggs for cheaper. I was like, yo, it's just, and it's funny how it's all certain types of like every week it's like something different is expensive and then it drops. Because when I went to C-Town to go get lettuce again, it was $2.99. I was like, Bose, so how does it go from $6.99 to $2.99? What's changing the demand for it? Like, you know what I'm saying? I gotta find my phone. What the hell is it? Thought I heard the garbage man. I was gonna say, don't tell me the garbage men are coming already. Gonna run out into that street and throw the garbage out there. Hold on. Gotta hit the Ring doorbell. Oh, excuse me. I know those jalapenos are really gonna come back to me in a couple hours. I definitely will feel it. But you know what? That's like, I don't know. I don't know where the shortages are coming from, or, you know, chickens or what? Chickens stop laying eggs for a week or something. I don't know what happened, but it's crazy. And then, you know, you hear a lot more of people, you know, committing suicide. You know, like today we had somebody that jumped from the Bayonne Bridge. You know, obviously they didn't make it. You know, now the Bayonne Bridge is how much higher? Huh?
He actually made it.
He made it, but he died.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, he died. No, he's not alive. He's dead, man. He died. So, I mean, the bridge is, like, really high now. Really, really high now that they rebuilt it. But, you know, for the new boats and stuff that are coming into the harbor. But, yo, I mean, I don't know, you know, I'm not... listen, I go through a lot of stress, too. I know everybody does. And a lot of people eat stress differently and deal with it. But, you know, if anybody ever feels like they need to take their life, you know, due to something that's going on with them and this and that, they need to reach out to friends and families or whatever, and they really need to sit there and discuss it. And I don't want to hear the bullshit, oh, you don't understand. Nah, I've been in those dark places before myself. Trust me, I've plenty of hours logged in with a psychiatrist. I was like, I definitely know that. I definitely know the seats, definitely know the chair, I definitely know all those places. I know, you know what I'm saying? And once you get into those dark places, sometimes you can't pull yourself back out.
You always call us.
Yeah, you can call anybody, man. Reach out to somebody. Yeah, I don't.
201-668-9501.
Oh, there he goes. Now people are going to be ringing him up for Taco Bell.
I don't deliver.
Yeah. But, I mean, if people, if you need to talk to somebody, please think about your family, think about your friends, think about people who are close to you, and definitely reach out to somebody. If you're telling somebody that you're going through problems and they tell you to go fuck off, then that person isn't worth even dealing with, you know? You really need to reach out, because nobody needs to go through this. And I understand with all the stress and stuff that's going on, so many people having cardiac issues with their hearts, people are dying, the football player, you know, Dahmer, right? Yeah, you know, and stuff like that. And, you know, eventually we're going to find the truth out about what's going on with everything. And I'm not ruling stress out. Stress is a major killer. You know what I mean? Stress causes a lot of problems, hypertension, heart problems, cardiovascular, mental, all this other stuff, you know. Makes you gain weight. Trust me, I've eaten 40 pounds because of COVID. And then I lost, 25 almost. You know, I was 245. I jacked up to 300 and then brought myself all the way down because I could feel my heart jumping out of my chest. You know what I mean? And it was just, it's stress. It's all stress. And, you know, it's sad to hear, like, and see on social media about, you know, them finding a body floating in the water, you know, and then some of the people writing be like, yeah, it's my friend's brother. And you're like, dude, no. You know, and that means they're from Bayonne, too. You know, I'm not saying it's better from another place. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that, you know, it hits home when you know the person. And if he had problems, you know, and God forbid you were the last person to talk to him and it didn't, you know, you didn't have a good conversation. Like, you know, I don't know. I'm just saying, man, you know, there's always an option. There's always option B. Don't worry about option A. You know what I'm saying? What else we got in our good old town and week that we've been talking about? I know I'll remember when I get off the microphone.
The buildings, like.
Oh, the buildings. More and 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 more buildings, 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 buildings. I mean, I get the idea of them wanting to redesign. You know, town needed to be redesigned. But the homes and stuff that were here for 50, 60, 700 years, 200 years, you know, you didn't have to knock everything down and then redesign everything. Because a lot of these buildings, don't give me bullshit, they're not all filled. Do you know what I mean? They're not all filled. But, you know, whatever. You know, we're not, we aren't the people that make decisions for the city and, you know, this and that. I mean, we see what's going on and stuff, but, you know, you really can't say anything because it doesn't matter what you do or what you say. You know, unless you're the person that's up there and in control or can control or influence control, you know what I mean? Or change, whatever you want to call it. Which never happens, you know. I guess me being negative Nancy over here. But, so I don't know. I mean, we can wrap this up now. I mean, I don't know how long we've been on. Hold on. Almost an hour. We got 55 minutes in. Anything else you want to talk about, Bo?
We could talk about, like, the, I don't know, sports, but we talked about it. Oh. No.
No, no, no. Good conversation. Yeah. You're already, like, waiting until you got a whole garbage bag for yourself over there, bro. That's cool. Yeah, no, I mean, we're just going to cut this short. We're, you know, going to have a, you know, it's not short. It's an hour, man. Hopefully somebody, you know, it keeps you guys listening to your conversation. But, you know, hopefully next week we'll be able to get together with Chris if he decides. You know, what's fucked up about it is that Chris is going to have to work next Friday, bro. You know what I mean? And then it's like, yeah,
he's being a bitch.
Okay, so I'm putting it out there right now. Right now. If anybody is in the local area of our town, I won't say it, Bayonne. Yeah, if anybody's in the local area of the town and wants to sit down and talk on the podcast, yo, we have a room, we have everything, everything's set up, we got plenty of mics, we got all the stuff, hit us up. And you know how to hit us up. It's on social media, we're all over Facebook, you can look us up. And most of the people who are listening to this the podcast already know. They, I mean, I know who's listening and I know who's this. Oh, that's what I want to say. Okay, before we go. So, as of last year, so I went back and I checked on the White Room podcast. We only did like half a year kind of deal because we started White Room like in the middle of the year, right? So, I was using Anchor app back then, this and that. So, This took a long time to do, but what I did was I went and I checked the yearly stats because it gives you the yearly stats of your podcast. So, incredible. We had 2,500 downloads, which is pretty good. You know, we only had like 12 episodes on that first season in the first place. And we had over 425 people listening. Yo, that's pretty good. Pretty good. It's not enough to make any kind of money off of. I mean, we could get a couple of nickels or pennies from that. But, I mean, for a podcast that just started, you know, last year, in the mid-year, too, not too. We started in the summertime. It was like almost the summertime when we had the tent. We were using the tent in the backyard. Yeah, so we started like in summertime, which was like 1, 2, 3. It was like 5 months of the podcast, which was really good. You know, we had all those listeners and stuff. So I appreciate it, and thank you for listening to the podcast. And as you know, we switched the podcast over to Podbean. The only reason why I switched to Podbean was the way that it delivers to other apps and to social media forums and stuff. Anchor FM is kind of limited in services. You know, now I'm paying for the service, but it doesn't matter. You know, and right now we're up to like 150 something views, downloads. I mean, and it was on. We only have this is going to be our fourth podcast. So I mean, it's cool. I appreciate it, and thank you for listening. And we were all in the Anchor thing. We were all over. Yo, it was funny. America had a lot of viewers. Like, we had a lot of viewers. But most of our viewers were overseas. Like, Germany, Germany, Poland, Canada.
Poland.
Alaska. Yo, it was Alaska. There was four from Alaska. Four individual viewers from Alaska. I was like, yo, Alaska? Really? Cool. That's awesome. Like, you know what I'm saying? But like I say, you know, hopefully this is going to be a great year for us too, and stuff. We started early, so we should probably get a good amount of podcasts in. And, you know, I appreciate it. So everybody have a blessed week. Be safe. And we'll be seeing you next week. All right? You good?
Good.
And then now, instead of Liver King, Liver King out, it's White Boy out. All right. Peace out. Take it easy. Bye.